Radio.
Chocolate Puma, I Want to Be You, first time on Radio 1 in 2001, and Linkin Park with Points of Authority, new single. Hello and Merry Christmas! Thank you, Emma. Thank you, Emma, you little Christmas minx you. I'm Scott Mills, and this is our special Christmas show on Radio 1.
Jimmy, I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way.
Crystals and Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa's already come, actually. Hello, it's 10 past 11. It's Christmas Day with Scott Mills on Radio 1. We're here for 4 hours on Christmas Day. That's how much we love you. Right, feast your eyes and ears on this little lot. It's taken a lot of work. It's taken months of preparation, but we've managed to secure the services at high expense of the one and only permatanned David the Duke Dickinson. From BBC One's Bargain Hunt fame. Now, if you're a student, you will already know who David is. If you don't, listen later and you will be a fan. And you will watch Bargain Hunt next year, believe. David is on his way in now to Radio 1. I bet he's got a Jag. What do you think? With tan leather seats, so he just blends in. Give us a call on 08700 100 100 to register your call with the Duke. We're getting him on later to value some crap items around your relative's house, because what's the point of going around a relative's house if you can't make some cash out of it on Christmas Day, frankly? We also spent hours sweating over our Christmas present list this year, but what about the celebrities' wish list? We'll be delving into a few superstars' Christmas stockings later in the show and revealing all. There are no holes barred. Plus, chances are right now you're probably on your way to see relatives or friends or whatever that you just can't bear to share the day with, or they're on their way to you. But how about making sure that this is their last visit ever? That's right, we want you to do something on this occasion that is so inexcusable it becomes impossible for this get-together to ever happen again. That's later. After two, you probably heard it on Joe Wiley's show last Friday. This superb Ja Rule gets us properly into the Christmas spirit with his own personal reading on The Grinch. 4 hours, Christmas Day on Radio 1, let's have it. This is Bubba Sparks and Ugly.
Come on, Bubba, let's go.
My contribution to the Radio 1 festivities this year is my bar, a very big bar of orange dairy milk, which we can all tuck into in just a minute. Who said Radio 1 DJs are tight? That was Bubba Sparks and Ugly. By the way, today, the Christmas message with the Queen, right? They've got BBC One InVision subtitles this year, so you can read along with Liz. That'll be at 3 o'clock, just after we finish. But, of course, you'll be listening to Pneumonia, yeah? Blatantly. Right, this is the long-awaited new single from the people who bought you American Dream at the kind of beginning of this year. This is going to be huge in the new year. Jakarta. Will grow on you and it will just get inside your head. Jakarta, Ever So Lonely, out in the new year. And our Christmas recommended tune. 11:18 with Scott Mills, Christmas Day on Radio 1. Got a text in. You can text us on 07764 100 100. It's working, isn't it, the text today? Right, 07764 100 100 if you want to text Radio 1 a Christmas message. Got a text in saying, can you big it up for my sister Michelle who bought me this mobile phone for Christmas? This is the first text message I've sent. Oh, actually, it doesn't say sent, it says set. So obviously they just run out of characters. Well done. You're a text virgin, aren't you? You'll get used to it, it's all right. Your fingers will be a blur in like a month's time. Or maybe you've got pay-as-you-go and you've just run out of credit already. And also, this is from Robert, who lives in Swindon. Scott, great to hear you on Radio 1 on Christmas Day for the fourth year running. Would it be possible for you to play some of Radio 1's greatest tracks from 2001, a few Christmas gems, and link them together with some fantastically witty Christmas anecdotes? Absolutely, not a problem. This is Lullaby, a band that I'm so pleased made it this year. Star Sailor on Radio 1.
Get back.
Band that really broke through in 2001, Star Sailor and Lullaby, and that was Usher, You Remind Me. It's Christmas! Got some of the Christmas messages later from the DJs that aren't working today on Radio 1. Hello, Rebecca Swanson in Edinburgh, who is well excited about the prospect of the Orange God, Dickinson, being on later. He's here, he's in the building, he's going to be on after 11:30. David Dickinson from that top programme, BBC One's Bargain Hunt. And here's one of the old favourites at Christmas from Mariah Carey. Merry Christmas, Mariah. Hope you have a happy and more stable new year. I know, obviously, you won't be listening, but if you can get some of your people to talk to some of the other people and then them tell you, that's fabulous. All I Want for Christmas. Christmas Day on Radio 1, described as the sexiest, most stylish man on daytime television. The perfect tan, the sharp suits, the beautiful collection of spectacles. He is breakfast viewing for every self-respecting student before they go to lectures. Please welcome Mr. David the Duke Dickinson. On TV's Bargain Hunt fame.
Scott, first of all, Merry Christmas, mate.
To you as well, David.
Fantastic show, and can I say to all your listeners out there, thank you very, very much indeed for all your support, especially you, Scott. Great.
Oh, you're such a smooth talker, aren't you?
I really mean it.
Now, honoured to have you here with us on Christmas Day. Thank you for coming into Radio 1.
It's a great pleasure.
Are you aware of the younger audience that is now enjoying Bargain Hunt on a daily basis?
Well, I am suddenly. You know, with the website really on fire, I've become aware, I suppose, over the last few months.
Now, do you ever get to read any of the messages that you you get on the message board? Because I'm imagining your computer to be made of, like, wood from the 19th century, something like that.
Well, you're absolutely right. I have to tell you, I don't even have a computer. That's how much of an old fogey I am. But there are people down there in Bristol who are looking out of the Bargain Hunt website, and they keep giving me all the information, and they give me reams and reams of letters that are on there. They are mind-blowing. I am absolutely blown away with it all.
Now, just a couple of questions about Bargain Hunt, right, that I think when I watch it. Does anyone ever make a profit, David?
Well, they do, but not many of them, as you know. And you know they bring back a right load of old tack for me as well.
They do, they really do. Now, surely it can't be long before the show goes prime time.
Well, I hope so. I mean, the live shows were so successful. I believe we had 350,000 hits on the website. A lot of people out there are saying, when is the show going prime time? I can't tell you that, listeners. You've got to get onto the BBC yourselves, and you've got to kick a little bit of you-know-what.
Now, I'm thinking, you know, they could do like a Weakest Link type thing, you know, celebrity Bargain Hunt. What do you think?
I think it would be a fantastic idea. I did Vic and Bob's show recently, Shooting Stars, and they said, right, get us on the show, man. We're eager to go.
Right, OK, I've got some email questions which people have been sending into my pages at the Radio 1 website, if I can just go through those, please.
OK, Scott.
Adam from Hereford thinks you should launch your own merchandise range and you should appear at maybe your own range of hairstyling products.
Hairstyling products? Is he having a little bit of a dig at the Duke, do you think?
I don't think so. He wants to know how you keep that mane so beautiful and highlighted at all times. Because it is. I have to say, if you watch it every day, I mean, that must take hours, David.
It doesn't. In the shower, out, bit of a blow dry, and away I go.
Is it?
But strangely enough, it's often described, I think Jan Muir from The Telegraph said, 60s bouffant, but in mint condition. And then sometimes I get, what's that squirrel on his head? I believe old Terry Wogan was having a little bit of a knock at it the other day.
Was he? Well, he can talk.
Terry, it's all mine, man.
Exactly. And you just have that perfect... I mean, your skin glows radiantly as well, David.
Could that be the three long-haul holidays every year?
Really? You're a bit of a holiday taker, are you?
If I can get the time off, I'm away on that aeroplane, on that beach, just, to, you know, chilling out.
Wow. Actually, there are some girls that listening that would actually really relish that for, to be honest.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I've got one here, actually. Charlotte from Aberdeen has absolutely no interest at all in antiques, but wants to know when Bargain Hunt is coming to Scotland and how does she get to go along, because her and her friends agree the idea of you in a kilt makes them feel a bit tingly downstairs.
I'm game for it, you know. Get that kilt out. That'll do me. I'm not sure when the show is coming. We did something last year. But as soon as I find out, well, then I'd certainly be delighted to pass that information on to you, Scott. Lovely to meet the girls, and I'm prepared to wear the kilt as well.
All right. Claire from Swindon would like you to do a special hello, ladies, or can I call you girls, to her and her mate Emma.
Claire and Emma, happy Christmas to you. May I call you girls?
Okay, we're going to be back with you later, David, if you don't mind hanging around with some callers who need your help and assistance on this Christmas Day on Radio 1. Is that cool with you?
Don't mind at all.
Is that wicked?
It's absolutely wicked. The mince pies have come across and a large scotch and ice.
Nice. Okay, thank you, David. Back with you later. Will be huge in 2002, early part of that's Addicted to Bass. I'm Scott Mills. Merry Christmas, team. Merry Christmas. Thanks. Right, who's got me a Christmas present? Let's cut to the chase. Anyone?
Maybe.
You have, yeah?
Maybe.
Yeah,
I might have done. Yeah? Okay. Right, we can open those later. So if you want to call David Dickinson, 08700 100 100, 07764 100 100. Just had a phone call from Carol in Carl Shelton, who says, basically, thanks for getting me in the Christmas mood. I haven't been able to feel that festive at all. But then I heard you play Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Had an argument with my dad over who sang it. He said the Crystals. Then when I found out he was right, I threw a bauble at him. Now I'm sat outside having a fag and thinking of going home. Hooray. Now I have that Christmas feeling all over. Thank you, Scott. P.S. Don't say Merry Christmas, Carol, because it's not funny. Merry Christmas, Carol. Ah! Actually, it is funny for one day a year. This is Blue Cantrell. This is Radio 1, Scott Mills on Christmas Day. We promised you the Duke would be here to help in times of despair when you're quite bored at a relative's house on Christmas Day. And Neil in Torquay is our first caller. Neil, hello.
Hello, good morning.
All right?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
How's Christmas for you so far?
Not good.
Really?
No.
What's going on?
I'm over at my great aunt's house. It's a regular Christmas thing. It's not a nice place. You know, well, David should know all about this. It's got that horrible felt embossed wallpaper stuff all over the place as well. Not a good day at all.
You're through to the Duke now, by the way, Neil.
David, are you there?
Good morning and Merry Christmas to you, Neil.
This is... I'm such a great fan. You are an absolute legend in our house, I tell you.
Neil, that is fantastic. I don't know what to say, but... I mean, you're over at your great-aunt's today. OK, it's not a lot of fun, but, you know, how old is she, the great-aunt?
I'm too old.
Too old. Well, give her a few mince pies, make her happy, and then get yourself out this evening and really go for it.
We're going to have a Christmas bargain hunt party later on tonight. Scotch and ice, cheapest chips, and
fantastic.
We're going to be watching old bargain hunt videos as well.
Unbelievable.
Can I just ask, because we're playing Scrabble, but is there a bargain hunt board game out there anywhere?
There isn't, but I'd like to make sure that there was one if I could.
Because that would help us out an absolute treat this evening.
Fantastic.
Right, OK, let's go on to the item which you found in the house. We want to know, really, how much it might be worth at auction. Okay. So what's the item you found in your great-aunt's house?
Right, what I've managed to get, it's an ancient stag's head. It's up above the wall on the fireplace. I'm in the front room at the moment. I don't think anyone's going to notice, because, I mean, it's like 10 foot up on the wall.
Yeah.
And everyone's just sort of, I mean, all stooped over, all looking down on the ground.
Right.
I mean, if it helps, it's got a huge head. So, I mean, is that enough of a description?
Yeah, I know the kind of thing that you're talking about. I mean, stag's heads, I mean, certainly late Victorian times, Edwardian times, they were a very popular item. I mean, they're not so PC today, are they? But those would be put on the walls, usually in country houses, in hunting lodges, that type of environment. What's it doing in the great auntie's house?
I don't know. I mean, it's looking very scary. Does it need to be frightening in order to be worth more money?
I don't think so. That's how they look. But it sounds like a bit of a dodgy lot to me, that Neil.
There's a dodgy house all round,
is it? Are you sure the great aunt hasn't got a small estate up in Scotland?
She's managed to spray fake snow over it and hung some baubles off. Do you think
nice.
That's going to make it more valuable or not?
Well, I tell you what. I mean, that sounds absolutely fantastic. You didn't tell me that. That makes it into an absolutely cracking lot now. That's a great bit of kit. It's worth a lot more money.
Do you think I should keep it then?
No question about it.
Go on then, tell me. How much do you think it's worth?
£200 to £300.
Superb. All right, Neil, I hope that helps. I hope the day doesn't get even worse at your great aunt's house.
Cheers, Scott. And David, thank you very much. Keep it going.
It's been lovely speaking to you. Merry Christmas to you, mate. Have a great Christmas.
Thanks very much. Merry Christmas to you too.
If you want to speak to David, call in now on 08700 100 100. We're here with David Dickinson from TV's Bargain Hunt on Christmas Day, Radio 1.
Whoa! Sweet Daryl and Sideman called Ed Case with the Gorillas. The Refix in a seat.
little donkey. Scott, leave that little donkey alone. Ha ha! Happy Christmas. You're at work, I'm in bed. Don't be sad. It's Christmas! Happy Christmas to the lovely Scott Mills, with lots of love and kisses from me and the crazy gang. It is, of course, Coxie. A lot of love coming at you, my darling. Happy Christmas and a Merry New Year. Hey, gang.
Sleigh bells ring.
Sleigh bells ring.
Are you listening?
Are you listening?
One of the tunes that will be one of the big tunes of the new year, out on the 7th of January, Girl Tricks and Andrea Brown, It's Love, Trippin' and Spooks. From the best of 2001, Things I've Seen. Don't forget, Nimone has the countdown right after us at 3 o'clock today of the best live tracks of 2001 on Radio 1. Merry Christmas, I'm Scott Mills. This is Christmas Day and our big extravaganza. Cheer up.
I'm fine.
Cheer up.
Festive spirit.
Merry Christmas, posh boy. Are you looking that miserable because you just want to be at home waving at all your subjects from Mummy's balcony? Shooting pheasants tomorrow, are you? Eating some venison? Right, it's 10 past 12. Still to come, we have got Mr. Permatan, David the Duke Dickinson from BBC's Bargain Hunt fame. All students, of course, know who he is because he's their kind of morning television when they get up for lectures. If you want to speak to David, the lines are red hot on this. 08700 100 100. Or send us a text if that's easier on 07764 100 100 with a crap item you found around your relative's house. Also, our celebrity Christmas wish list coming later. And we'll make sure that this Christmas is the last chance, the last one you will ever spend with the unbearable relatives or friends that you can't bear to share the day with. If they're on the way to you right now, this will be the last time you ever have to do this. We'll tell you how later. Right, 9 o'clock tonight, Only Fools and Horses comes back, minus a few key cast members, again. Now, I don't know if we're going to get the 18 million people that it got 5 years ago, but they reckon that so many people will be putting the kettle on just before the show that the national grid will be at its highest level of demand for years. But I think it needs a bit of a push. Do you think if we push it a bit, we can make it completely collapse? Bring down the country's power on Christmas Day? That'd be pretty cool. Only Radio 1 can do this. So let's do it. 8.55 tonight. Try turning on the following items. All the house lights. Put the TV on maximum contrast. That helps. Some fan heaters. Or if you're with a pensioner this Christmas Day, put an extra bar on the electric heater. Go on. Hair dryers. The lawnmower. Just plug it in and leave it going in the garden for a while. What else? Open the fridge and freezer doors, that'll burn a few more watts. Immersion heater, that's good. Vacuum cleaner, and of course, the kettle, toaster, and the microwave. Right, turn all those on, all together, and Only Fools and Horses at 8.55 tonight, and we can do it. Let's bring down the country. It'll be hilarious. No, it really will. This is E17. Christmas Day on Radio 1, you know how it is, you're around the relative's house, you're quite bored, so why not nick something of value and get it valued on Radio 1 with TV's David Dickinson from Bargain Hunt. Welcome back to the Duke. Welcome back, David.
Oh, sorry, I beg your pardon. I was just finishing off my last Scotch and Ice and I didn't realise we were back on air again.
Are you drunk?
Not yet.
Right, okay.
But I'm hoping to later in the day.
Okay, our next caller is Claire from... Where are you from, Claire?
I'm from Stourbridge in the West Midlands.
You're through to the Duke.
Hi, David. Hi.
Claire, happy Christmas to you.
Happy Christmas. How are you?
I'm having a great time here in the studio. What about yourself?
Excellent. I'm actually at my auntie's.
Yeah.
I've just woken up in the spare bedroom.
You have a good time last night?
Yeah, very good.
Fantastic.
Very good. Around the relatives.
How old are you, Claire?
I'm 18.
Oh, if only I was 18 again.
Behave, David.
Me and my mates think you're really sexy, though.
That is fantastic. That is wicked.
We love the show as well. It's brilliant.
See, you do have a lot of 18-year-old fillies, David.
Really?
Yeah, quite interested in you.
I tell you what, I shall be walking home on air today, won't I? That is unbelievable. You've made an old man very happy, Claire.
Excellent.
Okay, what have you found at the house?
David, can I just say, I've often noticed you cracking onto people's daughters on Bargain Hunt.
Yes. That's... Absolutely right.
Truly mesmerised by your daughter.
Yes, well, they usually are cracking little lots, aren't they? You can't help but see them, can you?
Right, Claire, quickly, move on to the item.
Okay.
What have you found?
Okay, well, basically...
So
I'm
you've woken up, right? You're in the aunt's house.
I'm woken up. I'm in the spare bedroom.
Okay.
At my auntie's.
On your own?
I'm on my own, unfortunately.
Right, okay.
Saving myself for you, David. Basically, I've had a crap night's sleep, so I've decided to steal something from their mantelpiece to make
right.
up for it, and I thought I'd phone you to get it valued.
Okay, so what have you found in the house?
Well, it's a pair of painted china water jugs. And they've got this kind of Chinese writing down the side.
Yes.
But when I turn the jugs upside down, there's nothing written on the base.
Right.
And I'm just thinking if it sounds like I'm describing a highly sought-after pair of jugs.
Well, it's difficult to know. What you might have here, Claire, is something very valuable, very exotic, which has been brought in by the East India Company from the Far East.
Ooh.
On the other hand, it might be a right load of old tat. It's
yeah.
difficult to know, but you are
yeah.
in Stourbridge, aren't you?
I am, yes.
And Stourbridge is one of the homes of glass.
Important. It is.
Yeah,
it
important
is.
Glass came from Stourbridge, so there
I've
may
seen
be a chance.
Blowing glass, actually.
Absolutely. You're in the right part of the world for it.
I
so,
am, yeah.
What's...
So, do you think I could flog this to anyone?
I think, first of all, you've got to see if the relative is going to allow you to take it out of the house. I mean, I can't condone
yeah.
you nicking
Oh, just
some.
Nick it, go on.
I might have to nick it.
Okay, David, I know you're not condoning it, but if she did nick it, what's it worth? Come on, is it cheapest chips?
It could well be cheapest chips, but on the other hand, it could be a right old piece of tat.
Oh, David?
Yeah?
If I got you to sign my jugs, do you think it'd be worth any more?
Listen, I would be delighted to sign your jugs.
Excellent.
And Merry Christmas.
And you.
So what kind of price are we looking at, do you think?
What size jugs are we talking about here,
God.
Claire?
I couldn't possibly say on national radio.
I see. But I thought they had perhaps Chinese writing down there.
They have.
Oh, I see. So it's those jugs.
Yes.
So, Claire, basically, David Brilliant. Would have to see your jugs before he valued them, all right?
There's no
okay,
question.
Up to date.
A close inspection of the jugs is needed.
Excellent.
Claire, thank you for your call, and I'm really glad that you finally got to speak to your God.
I am. Brilliant. Thanks, Scott.
Claire, Merry Christmas.
And to you, David.
Fantastic.
Thank you, David. Enough jug jokes already. It's 12:20. This is Radio 1. Good Christmas record shock. Donna and Blitzen, Badly Drawn Boy. This is Radio 1. It's Christmas Day. I'm Scott Mills. Stephen's here. All right, Stephen?
I'm fine, thank you.
Posh Chris is here. Thank you for gracing us with your presence on Christmas Day, because I know you are posh and normally be at home with the Royals. Nick Hawkins in Southampton will be attempting to bring down the grid tonight at 8:55. National Grid think they're not going to be able to cope because so many people will be tuning into Only Fools and Horses. Nick, as a gesture to the Radio 1 campaign, will be putting on all the house lights, fan heaters, some major wattage going on there, and also opening all the fridges and freezers. By the way, when we say turn on the house lights for you, Posh Chris, make sure the lights are on in the servants' quarters as well, yeah? In the West Wing. 8:55 tonight, do it. Let's bring down the National Grid. We can do this, kids. This is J-Lo. Will I ever love you again?
Scott Mills, this is the saviour of Radio 1, Mr. Chris Moyle speaking. Now, I just wanted to wish you all the very best. I have a place in my heart for you, Scott. I was going to come in and see you on Christmas Day while you're doing your show at Radio 1, but quite frankly, I couldn't be asked, as I'm at home celebrating with a bevy of lap dancers all unwrapping each other in front of me. Don't worry about the turkey, but they'll still be stuffing. So have a lovely Christmas, Scott. I wish you all the very best, and have a lovely day.
Minutes left of Scott Mills on Radio 1. Dandy Warhol's Bohemian Like You. Right, today, TV you should mostly be watching 4 o'clock whilst listening to Limone, of course. Dazzling Bloomers on BBC One. Yet another outtake special from the BBC, but better than the one on the other side with the fat bin from Emmerdale. Be sure to watch it because I believe on the BBC today a certain Mr. Scott Mills will be appearing on the show. Arsing it up again. Having a few problems interviewing Liberty, that's all I can say at this stage. And I no doubt Terry Wogan will go afterwards. Apparently some chap from Radio 1 there. No idea who I am at all. BBC One, Toy Story at 4:40. Top quality Disney computer generated action. Get this, from 1995. That's over 6 years to get on the TV. Unbelievable. And what makes this particularly good is that you can put any annoying kiddie relatives in front of it and get a whole blissful hour and a half of absolute silence. Until, of course, it finishes and you hear your 8-year-old nephew leaping from the bathroom window screaming, "To infinity and beyond!" No, that'll be to Casualty and beyond, with a 5-hour wait. Right, Christmas Day on Radio 1, and the lovely Nimone, hello.
Happy Christmas to you, Scott.
To you, my love, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Have you done all your prezzies and stuff?
Yeah, all done now, 8 hours ago, actually.
Oh, yeah?
What about you?
No, I'm not allowed them.
Why?
I'm not... Granddaddy Metaxas said we're not allowed presents until the evening,
right.
So I had to wait, so I haven't opened anything.
You can open yours whilst you're sitting down to your Christmas pudding with Sarah HB tonight at 6 o'clock after you finish, if you want.
I might well do that, Scott.
Right, so you've got the best live music as voted for by our listeners from 3 o'clock, yes?
And a huge amount of live tunes that have been played for Radio 1 throughout 2001. In fact, there were 250 live performances and over 200 hours of live music.
So this is what we've been voting for up until today, and you're going to run down the whole countdown at 3 o'clock.
I am going to be running down the top 30 live tracks for 2001.
Lush. OK, after that, Sarah HB, while you open your presents, it's at 6 o'clock. Soul Wax and an unmissable, wicked two-hour marathon of classic tunes.
Sounds superb.
If you've heard the trail for that, you'll know exactly what we're on about. It's going to be called Hang the DJ. It's 8 o'clock tonight. And then part one of the Festive 50 with John Peel tonight at 10. Marilyn Manson on The Rock Show from midnight with Marianne Hobbs. Happy Christmas.
A happy Christmas to you.
See you at 3 o'clock. Thank you.
Bye.
Obviously heterosexual Jay-Z, he likes girls, by the way, just in case you didn't get the message. It's 2:45 on Radio 1. I'm Scott Mills. Right, more TV for tonight that you will not want to miss. EastEnders, Mark proposes to Lisa. But do you think the path of true love runs smoothly? Of course not, it's EastEnders at Christmas. Duh. Also, Sharon, who I think looks a little bit like Michael Jackson these days. What do you think? Okay, just me then. Sharon packs her bags after watching Phil and Lisa's secret meeting in the square. Am I ruining this for anyone, do you think? No? While Roy tries to keep everybody happy and little Mo rushes back from the Slaters to find an ominously calm Trevor finishing his dinner. And you know what happens when Trevor goes ominously calm? It's a calm before the storm. By the way, if you hear this noise in tonight's EastEnders, it's not the end of the episode, it's just Trevor pushing Mo down the stairs. Also, Only Fools and Horses later. Christmas Trilogy Part 1, this looks fabulous. A treat for fans of the classic comedy. 5 years after finally achieving their lifelong dream of becoming millionaires, the Trotter brothers return in a new adventure, which sees them jetting off to Monte Carlo with their wives and also little Damien. David Jason and Nicholas Lyndhurst star. A look out for Radio 2's Jonathan Ross, starring as a game show host. Hopefully he's borrowed some of David Dickinson's orange tan. Good one. More in a moment, and also two more celebrity Christmas wish lists to play before 3 o'clock. Trance Me Up Baby, Lounge on Radio 1, and Drifting Away. And now another celebrity Christmas wish list from Radio 1. This is what we hope for Mariah Carey in the new year. Mariah, love, learn how to do the basics. Yes, it's true, the majority of us would love to be in a position where we earn so much money we could employ someone just to fetch our drinks, brush our hair and cut our toenails, but that doesn't actually mean we'd do it. Why not push the boat out and try doing stuff like finding your own clothes, making your own phone calls, running the bath for yourself? I know at first it'll be tricky, Mariah, but with time and with patience, you too can be rewarded with a set of done-up shoelaces. And more importantly, the satisfaction of a job well done. And with it, you get the chance to sack at least 200 members of your staff who do bugger all for a living. And why not aim really high? By October, you could even be making yourself a sandwich without your dietitian advising you on which way to stroke the knife. Just imagine that. And while we're talking about sandwiches, why not try eating one of them from time to time? Okay, you might put on a whole gram in weight, but what the hell? You're in your 30s now, love. Go on, let yourself go. And finally, why not buy some paper plates? Should you accidentally on purpose have one of those weird accidents you had last year that looks suspiciously like an attempt to pop your clogs? Again, this time you have to find something else to blame it on other than the rather dodgy excuse, "Oh, I fell on the broken crockery."
Radio 1.
Okay. I was made for loving you, baby. You were made for loving me.
And the DJ.
Tonight from 8.
Question. Tell me how you feel about this. Do it how I want, if how I want to live.
You're listening to the
world's famous.
I'm the DJ.
Radio 1.
Hang
the DJ.
Rock and roll.
Tonight from 8.
Rock and roll.
Radio 1.
One music.
One year.
One station.
Drop a beat.
Radio 1.
Wyclef, this is Radio 1. Don't forget, 8:55 tonight. Let's really mess up the national grid, right? Turn everything on in your house. Not only will it be a massive power surge anyway for only fools and horses, but if you could just turn all fan heaters on, all the house lights on. What else? Just leave the lawnmower going in the garden or whatever. We want to really mess it up tonight. 8:55. Do it, kids. We can do this. And don't forget, by the way, tomorrow we start the joy of Dex. So if you got Dex for Christmas, text us on 07764 100 100 or phone us on 08700 100 100 and tell us about it. We'll get you on doing a mix tomorrow. D to the A to the N to the I to the E to the L, Daniel Benningfield. Right, Nimona's coming next. It's your choice, the Queen or Nimona. I know which one I'd rather have. Afternoon, Your Majesty. With the best live tracks of 2001 as voted for by you, the Radio 1 listener. Thank you to Random Orange Perv, David Dickinson. Thank you to Ja Rule. This is Scott Mills. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Thank you, team. Yeah, Happy Christmas. Go on. We'll play it on Coldplay. Nimona's next on Radio 1.